The Shir tonight is on Megillas Rus, and the title of the Shir tonight is Saying Baruch Hashem. So tonight, in preparation for Shavuos, we're going to look at an idea that emerges from Megillas Rus, in the second parak of Megillas Rus, and we'll try to understand it with a greater insight as usual. So if we look in source number one, the basic psukim that we're going to quote are, is really Pasuk Dalet. It's Rus Parak Beis Pasuk Dalet. It says, V'hinei Boaz Ba'mi Beis Lechem, Ba'yomer Lakotzrim, Hashem Imachem, Ba'yomru Lo Yivarechecha Hashem. So after Rus starts collecting the sheaves of grain in his field, in Boaz's field, Boaz comes down from Beis Lechem, and he says to the Kotzrim, to the harvesters of his field, that Hashem should be with you. And they respond, Hashem should bless you. So in Pasuk Dalet, which is going to be the main source of our shir, in Megillas Rus, the Torah simply teaches us, the Tanakh teaches us, that Boaz came from Beis Lechem, and he has a certain greeting with his harvesters. He says, Hashem Imachem, Hashem should be with you, and their response is, Yivarechecha Hashem. And then it says afterwards, in Hey, Vayomer Boaz l'naro hanitzava akotrim l'mi anara azos. And afterwards, Boaz says to the leader of the harvesters, you know, who is this girl, this Rus? Who is she? Where does she come from? But the first Pasuk Dalet is interesting because Megillas Rus is trying to teach us that there's a greeting that Boaz gave to his workers, and there's a greeting and a response of his workers. And the question is, why did Megillas Rus have to tell us this point, that Boaz came down, he said, Hashem Yimachem, and they said, Yivarech Hashem. So the first idea, I think, is the pshat of the Pasuk. And look in source number two, it's the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, Boaz Amar Rabbi Seinu Shu Ivtson Shaya Shofet Es Yisrael. So Chazal say that Boaz was really Ivtson, one of the Shoftim, one of the judges of Yisrael. And he says to his workers, Hashem Imachem, Lazor Eschem Bavur Shehem Amelim. So he says to his workers that Hashem should be with you and should help you because they were hard workers. They toiled in their work. And their response is, Yivarechecha Hashem. Shehitin Bracha Bekatzir. And their response to Boaz was that Hashem should bless you and he should bless the harvest, that you should have a lot of things, a lot of produce to harvest. So the question is, what's the purpose of this? Why do we need to know the way in which Boaz greeted his workers and their response? So from the Ibn Ezra, I think that there's a pshat and there's a deeper idea from the Gemara. But the pshat, I believe, is teaching you that there was this this corroboration between Boaz and his workers, in a sense that Boaz didn't take credit, and he says, Hashem Imachem, Hashem should be with you. And their response is they're supportive of Boaz. They say, Yivarech Hashem. So I think the Torah is teaching us that this is a model of good business. When a leader or a boss doesn't take credit and doesn't go in and say, this is my field and I'm responsible, but they immediately come in with humility and they say, Hashem Imachem, Hashem is really responsible. He should be with you. So the response of the workers is that they're supportive and they want their boss to be successful. So their response is Yivarech Hashem. So I think the first idea is an idea in how Boaz was intelligent. It wasn't just there was also a philosophical reason behind it, but it's teaching us that there's a cohesion between him and his workers. That Boaz, even though he was a shofet, he was a great leader, he didn't come off to his workers as someone who was haughty. He didn't come off to his workers as somebody who took responsibility for his wealth. But he says, Hashem Imachem, and as soon as the workers see that he's not haughty and that he's not egocentric, their response is, Yivarech Hashem, that Hashem should bless you, meaning that they're also invested in his success. So the first idea in Megillas Rus is, in this pasuk in Parak Beis, is to teach us that when you have this relationship between a leader, a boss, and a co-worker, and somebody who's working for them, that this is the right approach, that this will create the optimal situation where the boss recognizes that it's not him and he shouldn't go in haughty with that I'm taking credit. And on the other hand, and if that's the case, the workers will be supportive and they'll want him to succeed. So that's the most basic idea, I think, that the Pasuk is teaching us about Boaz and the way he related to his workers. But the Gemara has a different point. And in source number three, the Torah Tmima quotes the Gemara and it says, Hashem Imachem, Mikan Sheboaz Tikein Lishol Shalom B'Shem. So we learn from this Pasuk, in Pasuk Dalet in Rus, that Boaz and his based in Boaz and his court, they decreed that when people greet each other, they should use Hashem's name. They should say Hashem's name. So this is the source for that idea. we see from this pasuk that Boaz says Hashem Yimachem, and he actually used the Shem Hashem, and their response was Yivarech Hashem. And the Megillah is quoting this or pointing this out to teach us that this was a takana of Boaz. This was a decree that everybody should greet their friend or their workers or anybody else with Hashem's name. Hashem is with you, or and the response was also appropriate, Yivarech Hashem. So the question that the Shir is going to take up, which is the title of the Shir, is saying Baruch Hashem. What is the idea of talking or starting a conversation, greeting other people with Baruch Hashem or the Shem Hashem, as we see from the Gemara, we'll see from the Gemara. What is that idea? What's the purpose of that? Why is that a good thing? Should we still be doing that nowadays? So what exactly is the concept that Megillas Rus and Boaz were trying to teach us about greeting your fellow man, your friends? So the Gemara is in Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, and it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'hiskinu she adam shol eshlom chaver v'shem. And they were misakin, and we'll see in the Gemara that it was Boaz. Boaz was misakin that an individual should ask their friend with the Shem Hashem, should greet their friend with the Shem Hashem. So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Brachos, says that this was a takana, just as the Torah Tmima quotes this Gemara, that Boaz and his Beis Din were misakin. They decreed that when you greet your friend, you should use the Shem Hashem. Shenemar, as it says, V'inei Boaz ba mi beis lachem, bayomer lakotzrim, Hashem yimachem, bayomer lo yivarech Hashem. And the Mishnah quotes our Pasuk, Pasuk Dalet, in the second parak of Rus, which teaches us that Boaz greeted his workers with Hashem Yimachem, and he actually said the Shem Hashem, and they responded, Yivarech Hashem. So that's the first idea. The Omer, and furthermore, it says in Shoftim, Hashem Imcha Gibor HaChayel. When a malach greets Gidon, he says, Hashem should be with you, you valiant warrior. So we see a support from Shoftim that when a person is greeted by the malach, when Gidon was greeted by the malach, he was greeted with the Shem Hashem. So too, that's another proof, that's another raya. So look at Rashi in source number 5. She adam shol l'shalom chavir b'shem. B'shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when you greet your friend, you should use the Shem Hashem. V'lo arminan mezalzohu b'chvodo shel makom b'shvil kavod abrios. We don't say that a person is denigrating the kavod of Hashem for the kavod of humanity. Lahotzi shem shamayim olav. By saying Hashem's name, when you greet your friend, we don't say that it's mezalzal b'chvod Hashem. We don't say that it's denigrating, desecrating the shame of Hashem and Hashem himself. V'lamdu mi Boaz she'amar Hashem imachem. We learn it out from Boaz, who said Hashem imachem. U'min ha'malach she'amar le'gidon Hashem imcha gibor achayel. And also from the malach who said to Gidon, Hashem imcha gibor achayel. So the question that we're going to take up is why is it not mezalzal? Why is it that it's appropriate, or it was appropriate for Boaz to greet his co-workers with the Shem Hashem? Why should you? I would say the opposite, that you shouldn't. It's mezalzal b'chvodo, as Rashi says in the Hava Mina, that it's possibly denigrating Hashem by using his name and the Shem Hashem in greeting. So why should we say Baruch Hashem? Why should we greet our friends with the Shem Hashem? Why is that a good thing? And what's the need for the two psukim? Why do we need Boaz and the Malach? So finally, go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes with a statement that seems to justify this practice of greeting your friend with the Shem Hashem. It says, "V'omer al tavos ki zikena zikna imecha." Do not you should not denigrate or despise your mother when she gets old. So we're learning out. What does that teach us? Look at Rashi. "V'omer al tavos ki zikena zikna imecha." Lamud medivrei zikne umascha lasos mashor iso she'asuhim. You should learn from the elders of your nation what you should do. Do what they did. So the Gemara is going to explain what it means when it says v'omer. And if you go back to the Mishnah, I know we're jumping back and forth, but in source number 4 it says v'omer eis lasos Hashem hefir Torah secha. So when it's the time to do for Hashem, for those who violate your teachings, Rabbi Nelson omer hefiru Torah secha bishem eis lasos Hashem. Rabbi Nelson explains that you should violate the Torah law in order to do for Hashem. So what does that mean? Look at Rashi, the last Rashi. It's source number 5, 2 lines up. V'omer eis lasos Hashem efir Torah secha. Pa'amim shemevatlim divrei Torah kedei lasos Hashem. There are times when a person has to violate the Torah in order to do that which is for Hashem. Af zeh hamiskavin lishol l'shalom chaveiro zeretzon l'shalom makom. And in this situation, where you greet your friend with Hashem's name, this is the will of Hashem. Shenemar bakesh shalom beradfeyu. Mutar lahafer Torah v'lasos davar hanira aser. It says in the pasuk in Tehillim that you should request for peace and seek it out. There, and it's mutter, therefore, to violate the Torah and do something that seems to be usher, which is to say l'shem Hashem. So Rashi explains that the source of Es La'asos Hashem Yifrid Torah Secha is teaching us that there are periods of time where a person is supposed to violate the Torah in order to save the Torah, in order to do something for Hashem. And this is an example of that situation, where we use the Shem Hashem and we violate the Torah and we do something that looks usher, and we use it, the Shem Hashem, which might be or look like Shem, Lo Sisa Shem Hashem Lokech Lashav, but nevertheless, we're supposed to do it because of this idea of Bakesh Shalom Barfeyu, that there's an idea that a person's supposed to, he's supposed to be Mavakesh, he's supposed to ask for peace and seek it out and pursue it. So the question, again, the question is, why is this a good? What's the idea of a person greeting his friend with Hashem's name? Why is it not a problem of denigrating Hashem when you use the Shem Hashem in greeting your friend? And finally, the question is, if this was really a good, why isn't it that Hashem himself made this a deraisa? Why isn't this part of the Torah? Why is this a takana? And what does it mean that it's, why does it matter that it's bakei shalom varfeo, that there's an idea of seeking out peace? What does that have to do with anything? So there's a lot of questions on this Mishnah. You know, so we have to understand what this practice is. What is Boaz teaching us about the use of the Shem Hashem in greeting your friends? What's the idea of saying Baruch Hashem? Is there a positive to saying it? So can we learn anything from this pasuk in Megillas Rus? So if we look in look in source number 6, Dehillim. What's the source for that Rashi? He says that it's Hashem's will that we greet a person with the Shem Hashem because it says Bakei Shalom Baradfeyu, and it's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says Sur Meira Va'ase Tov, shun evil, do good, Bakei Shalom Baradfeyu, and seek out amity and pursue it. Bakei Shalom Rashi Bimkomcha, that you should seek out peace in your place, Baradfeyu Bimakom Acher, and you should pursue it in another place. So this is Tehillim. Tehillim teaches us that it's Hashem's will that we want peace and harmony. And somehow that explains, Rashi says, that explains why it's God's will that we use His name when we greet our friends. But we have to understand, it's not an open pasuk in the Torah, it's Tehillim. The Torah never tells us that we're chayav, we're obligated to greet our friends with Hashem's name. So the question is why? Why do we do that? Why is there, what's the source of this pasuk and what's the idea? Same question as before. So now we're going to look at two more Gemaras, and at the end of the shir, hopefully there'll be one concept. I think the shir is going to focus on one concept that will put everything together. But at this point, it's a little befuddling to try to understand the idea of why it's a good. Why is it beneficial to greet your friend with Hashem's name, with the Shem Hashem? I would think that it's the opposite, that really you shouldn't do it because it's a problem in desecrating Hashem's name. So the Gemara takes up and answers some of our questions in a literal sense. It says, Hiskinu, look in source number 8. The Gemara on this Mishnah says, Hiskinu she'e adam sho'a b'shalom chaveira. So there was a takana, they were misakein, Boaz and his beis din, that people should greet their friends with the Shem Hashem. Mai v'omer, so why does the Mishnah say v'omer? At the end of the Mishnah it says v'omer es la'asos Hashem. V'chi tema, no, sorry, the Mishnah says v'omer, it keeps quoting different psukim. So why does the Mishnah keep quoting different psukim? It says mai v'omer v'chi tema, if you want to say Boaz midaite denavshe ka'amar. If you want to say that Boaz made this up, this was his own thing, that he would greet his friends with Hashem Imachem, and he made it up. Tashma, Hashem Imcha Gibor Achayel. That's why the Mishnah has to teach us that we see the Malach did it with Gidon. When the Malach greeted Gidon in this Nevuah, he says Hashem Imachem Gibor Achayel. So he also greets Gidon with the Shem Hashem. So the reason why the Mishnah quotes both Psukim is to teach us that Boaz didn't make this up, but it was also an idea from the Malach. We see it in Shoftim. So look at Rashi in source number 9. V'chi tema Boaz midaite avad, v'lo gamrina mine, and therefore we can't learn from there. Tashma de gamrina mi malach she'amar l'gidon. So if you say you can't learn from Boaz what you're supposed to do, and that you're supposed to greet your friends and your workers with Hashem Yimachem, or Hashem's name, so learn it out from the malach. The malach says to Gidon, Hashem Yimachem. He says, Hashem Imcha gibor achayel. So the Gemara says, keeps going, go back to the Gemara in source number 8. It says Gidon. So maybe you'll say that the Malach was said it to Gidon, but that's not a raya, because a Malach is a decree of Hashem. So only the Malach could do it, but man can't do it. So that's why you have the other pasuk. Al tavuz ki zikna imecha. Look at Rashi. V'chi tema malachu dekamar lele gedon. Klomar lo shal bishlomo v'lo barchu. Ela bishlichus kamar. The malach was just acting on behalf of Hashem. And it was me'es ha-makom levosro shashchina imo v'lo gamrina mine. We can't learn out that a person is supposed to greet their friend and say hello to their friend with the Shem Hashem from the case of the malach, because the case of the malach was from God, and he was acting on behalf of God. So that's why you can't learn it out from there. So that's why you need the third pasuk. It says, Tashma tavuz ki zikna imecha. Look at Rashi. Tavuz is Boaz. Don't denigrate Boaz. Don't put him down. Lemor midaita asa, saying that he did it on his own. Ela lumbud mizikna Yisrael. He learned this idea and the benefit of the sakana from people who were earlier than him. The zakenim earlier. Ki yeshlo al mishi yismoch. He has someone to rely on. Shenemar es lasos Hashem. So he relied on this idea of es lasos Hashem. So the reason that Boaz decreed this is the final pasuk in the Mishnah, which is es lasos Hashem if you're a Torah Secha. Look at the end of the Gemara. Look in source number 8. Two lines up from the bottom. Or actually three lines. It says, Tashma atavos ki zikna imecha v'omer es lasos Hashem if you're a Torah Secha. Amar Rava, haikra mireshe l'seife madrash. You can learn this pasuk two ways. Miseife l'reshe madrash, mireshe l'seife madrash. You can learn it from the beginning to the end, and the end to the beginning. What does that mean? Es lasos Hashem. It's a time for doing for Hashem, my tam. What's the reason? Mishum efir Torah secha. It's time for Hashem to act. Why? Because people are violating the Torah. So the literal reading of this pasuk is that Hashem punishes people who violate the Torah, and that's what it means, es lasos Hashem. It's a time for Hashem to act when those violate the Torah. But the other way to learn it is miseife l'reshe madrash. You can learn it out from the end to the beginning. Hefiru Torah secha, my taima, mishem es lasos Hashem. So when can you break the Torah? When can you violate the Torah? In order to do something that benefits Hashem, that's for Hashem. So what does that mean? What's that case? So Rashi gives us a case. Look at the last Rashi in source number 9 on the first page. He says, Miseife l'reshe, im basa l'drosho l'mikra zeh, yesh l'cha l'drosho yafa, bein b'ksivaso, bein b'hafach. There's two ways to learn this pasuk. You can learn it the way it was written, or you can learn it the opposite way. Mereshe l'seife, es lasos Hashem mishum hefiru, itim heim l'Hashem lasos mishpat paranios, b'avure ratzono, b'ovre ratzono, mishum defiru torsecha. There are times where Hashem brings bad things to the world because those people violate the Torah. And the opposite way to learn is Miseife l'reshe. Hefero toraso ose ratzono. When you violate the Torah, you're doing His will. Kegon Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. And an example of this principle of Hefero torasecha es lasos Hashem is from Eliyahu. That it was usur for Eliyahu to, it was usur for everybody to bring a korban outside, to bring a korban on outside the Yerushalayim. And Eliyahu brought it on Har Carmel, Shehikri b'bama b'shas isra b'amos. You weren't allowed to bring it outside the Mikdash, and he brought it on a bama, on a mizbeach outside of Mikdash. Mishum de'es laso siyag v'geder b'Yisrael lishmo shal kadosh baruch hu. He did it in order to create a boundary and a fence for Yisrael regarding the shame of Hashem. So the end of the Gemara teaches us that there are times, there are period of times, extreme periods, where a person is allowed to violate the Torah in order to save the Torah, or in order to benefit Hashem. So this is one of those situations. Boaz was misakein. So to summarize the Gemara is saying that Boaz was misakein, that people, when they greet their friends or each other, should use the Shem Hashem. And then the Gemara says, okay, why do we need the second pasuk of the Malach? That it wasn't, you might think that Boaz did it midaite. No, we see that the Malach did it as well. But then the Gemara says, how do we learn from a Malach? Maybe that was a specific case. So the Gemara ends off with this idea that Boaz would have never done it on his own, just made it up. And in fact, he was relying on this idea of Hefiru Torah Secha, that there was a situation where this was necessary. And even though it was a violation of the Torah, in the sense that you're not allowed to denigrate Hashem's name, but nevertheless, he decreed it, and his Beis Din decreed it. So again, the Gemara explains the Mishnah a little further, but again, the same questions emerge. Why do we need both pasukim? Why do we need the middle pasuk of the Malach? Why don't you just have the first pasuk that Boaz did it, and the idea of Al tavuz ki zikna imecha, and quote es lasos Hashem? Why do we need the corroboration of Hashem by the Malach? Why is that necessary? Just teach us that Boaz did it, and show us from the other pasuk in Mishlei that Boaz didn't do this on his own, that there was a need for this.
And also, what is the need for this? Why is this such an important need that Boaz felt it was necessary to violate the idea of the Torah, the Deraisa idea of not desecrating Hashem's name, in order to institute this practice that people should greet each other with Hashem's name? So we really have to understand this idea of what the benefit is and what Boaz really saw to decree that people should say Baruch Hashem with Hashem's name and actually say the Shem Hashem. So there's a last Gemara, which is very interesting, and it'll also add some insight into the idea. By the way, there's a lot of noise in the background, so if possible, just put the mute buttons on as normal. Just press the mute button on the phone if you can, because it's very loud in the background. Okay. All right. It's still a little loud. Whoever's listening on the phone line who does not have the mute button on, can you just please put the mute button on? Thank you. And if you have a question, obviously take the mute button off. It's no problem. Okay, so let's continue. So one last Gemara, which will give us the last piece that we need to define this, and then we'll give a definition and try to explain everything in one summary. So the Gemara in Makos, Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, adds something else. It says, Gufa, Amar of Yehoshua ben Levi. So the Gemara takes up an inyan on itself. It says, Amar of Yehoshua ben Levi, Shlosha Dvarim Asu Beis Din Shalmata, V'Yiskimu Beis Din Shalmala Al Yadam. There are three decrees that Beis Din in our world created, and Beis Din Shalmala, meaning Hashem, agreed with. Which are they? Elohein, Mikra Megillah, Ushela Shalom B'Shem, Vavas Meiser. So the three cases where Beis Din decreed something and Hashem agreed to it were Mikra Megillah, reading the Megillah, Shela Shalom B'Shem, which is the Boaz decree that we should greet our friends with the Shem Hashem. And the last idea is Meiser. So what are these cases? So the Gemara explains, Mikra Megillah, Dechsev Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. The reading of the Megillah, as it says in Megillah, that the Jews established and accepted, Kimu l'mala mashakibu l'mata. So they accepted above that which was accepted below, to read the Megillah. Look at Rashi, Mikra Megillah, D'chayevin al Mikra Megillah. So we learn from a pasuk in Megillah that Hashem agreed to the idea of Mikra Megillah, because the Jews agreed to it, and Hashem agreed to it as well. So that's the first source. Then the second idea is Ushela Shalom. Where do we know that this takana of Boaz and his Beis Din, that we should greet our friends with the Shem Hashem, was accepted by Hashem, was actually agreed to by Hashem? Dichsev, yinei Boaz ba mi beis lechem, ba yomer lakotrim Hashem imachem, va omer Hashem imcha gibor achayel. So we learn it out from the fact that the Malach said to Gidon, Hashem imcha gibor achayel. Mai va omer, vechitema Boaz hu da'avin madaite. Maybe you'll say that Boaz did it on his own, umishmaya lo askumu al yada, and Hashem in the heavens, they didn't agree to it. Tashma, va omer Hashem imcha gibor achayel. So that's why we need the pasuk of Hashem Imcha Gibor Achayel, that the Malach greeted Gidon with Hashem's name, to teach us that Hashem agreed to this takana, that this was a good idea, and Hashem was maskim to it. He agreed to it. And the last idea is the idea of Meiser, that there was a takana that all the Meiser should be given to the Kohanim instead of the Levim. Look at the Gemara. Havas Meiser, Dechsev. Havius kol maser al besa otzer avi taref bevesi v'chonini na bezos amar shem tfekos im lo eftach lachem es arubos ha-shamayim v'arikosi lachem bracha ad blidai ma'ai ad blidai amar rami barav ad sh'yivlu sifsosechem milomar dai. So there's a pasuk that says that all the maaser should be brought to the besa otzer, which was the lishka in the mikdash, and it's a proof, and it's a lot of maaser, and it's a proof for the idea that Hashem agreed to takana that the Levim should no longer get maaser, only the Kohanim. So that's a weird one. That's a weird takana, and we'll see. Because usually Kohanim got Truma and the Levim got Meiser, but there's a takana that the Levim lost out on their Meiser. And we'll see in the Rashi why that is, and that takana was accepted and agreed to by Hashem. So look in Rashi. Shela Shalom B'Shem, second line. So the second takana that was made by man but agreed to by Hashem is the takana that we've been discussing in the Shir, that Boaz created this takana of greeting your friend with Hashem's name. It says, Mutter la'adam lishol b'shalom chaveru b'shem. It's allowed for a person to greet his friend with the Shem Hashem. Kigon, yasim Hashem alecha shalom. As if you say that Hashem should place peace upon you. Ve'ein bo mishim motzi shem shamayim v'atala. So one possibility is that the Gemara is teaching us that it's mutter. It's not that you have to, but you're allowed to. You're allowed to say to your friend that Hashem should bless you, and you can use the Shem Hashem. So that's the first explanation. Lashon Acher, She'ela Shalom B'Shem, D'chayav Adam L'Shal B'Shalom. Another possibility is that a person, when they're greeting their friend, they have to use Hashem's name. B'Shem, Chaver B'Shem. V'anu Nami, Kishaylinan Ahadadi, Madrachinan Shem D'Shalom. Shemo Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, D'chsiv, V'yikr Lo Hashem Shalom L'Shem Hashem. And we, when we greet our friends, we say Shalom Aleichem, and the word Shalom is actually one of the names of Hashem himself. So we do, we're chayev, we're obligated, according to the second understanding of this Gemara, we're obligated when we see our friends to say Shalom Aleichem, because Shalom is the name of Hashem. So Rashi says there are two possibilities. Either we're allowed to use the Shem Hashem, we could say the Shem of Yudke Vavke, and Adni, Shem Adni, and when we greet our friends. Or the other possibility is that we're chayev to, we're obligated to, but we don't have to say the Shem Hashem of Adni, we can say Shalom, because the word Shalom is really a Shem Hashem. If you look in source number 14, it's Gidon. It says, "Vayiven Shem Gidon Mizbeach LaHashem, Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom." Adayom Azeh Odenu BeOfras Avi Ezri. So we see that Gidon built a Mizbeach and he called it Hashem Shalom. So we see that the name of Hashem, one of the names of Hashem, is Shalom. So when we say Shalom Aleichem, how are you? We're really making reference to the Shem Hashem, and that's an obligation of ours. Again, so we have to understand it. We're going to understand what this idea is. The last case was the Meiser case, and it's a funny case, so I feel like we should just do it inside. So what happened with a Meiser? Why did the Levium lose their rights to Meiser? Because typically the Torah teaches us that the Kohen gets the Truma and the Levi gets the Meiser. So why did the Levi lose it? So look at Rashi. It says, Kedamrina bivamos. De Ezra sofer kansinu Levium l'fishal lo'aldu imo. Ezra, he knast. He fined Levium because they didn't go with him to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the second base of Mikdash. V'tziva lo'havi kol Meisros elishkas beis Hashem. And he made a requirement that all the Meiser, which normally went to the Levium, would go to the Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ayu ha-kohanim ha-Levium shavim b'Meiser Rishon, k'dechsev b'Ezra, v'ayu ha-kohen ben Aaron im ha-Levium b'Meiser ha-Levium. So the Kohanim and the Levium were equal in terms of the rights to Meiser. Originally, only the Levium got Meiser, and now the Kohanim got it because the Levium didn't go down with Ezra back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Mikdash. So they were fined. And they were. This was the fine. The Gam Chizkiyo also Kemokain. Chizkiyo, the king, also did the same thing. Heichin Lishkos Lohavi Kol Maestros. He established these storehouses in the Mikdash to bring all the Maeser behind. Kadesh Lo Yikablem Halavim Shayu Akum, because the Levim were practicing Avodah Zarah, so the Levim lost their rights to Maeser. Kadesh Zibed Devrayamim Vayomer Chizkiyo Lahachin Lishkos Beveis Hashem Vayachinu Vayaviu Es Hatruma Vesa Maeser. So everyone would bring their truma and their meiser to the mikdash. V'gam hutikin lahalos liyushalayim meiser yerek. People would bring their vegetables and meiser ilan and the meiser that came from trees. K'dichsiv ukuparitz hadavar harbu b'nei yisrael reishis dagan tirosh v'yitzar. So the Levium lost all the meiser. U'mefarish b'nedar maya ukuparitz hakohani daraisa ninu u'mishani meiser yerek u'meiser ilan uchsiv betrayasar dekamerlu navi liyisrael heviyos kol meiser al beis ha'otzar u'vacharinu bezos ama dehiskim. So really, the Levium in Chizkiyahu's time, they also lost their rights to the Meiser because they were doing Avodah Zarah. So instead, the Kohanim got double portion. Great for the Kohanim, bad for the Levium. So there was this Knas. It's also brought down in Chulin, this Knas. But there was a Knas that Ezra made and Chizkiyahu made that the Levium, because they were selfish, they didn't go down to rebuild the Mikdash, but the Kohanim did. Or because the Levium in the time of Chizkiyahu were really worshipping Avodah Zarah, so the takana was that they lost their meiser, and now instead of them getting the meiser, the Kohen got double. He got truma and meiser. So the Levium, they really got they got hosed in the situation, but they deserved it. And we see that Hashem, he actually agreed to this takana. He said no. From the pasuk in Treyasar, we see that Hashem agreed that this was the right move, that they did the right thing. So it's really against the Torah, but these takanos were all really either adding to the Torah, like Mikra Megillah, or against the Torah, the idea of saying Hashem Hashem, or even taking away Meiser from the Levium and giving it to the Kohanim. But nevertheless, Eis La'asos La'Hashem, if you're a Torah Secha, that really, this was necessary. All these cases were necessary, and therefore they were agreed to by Hashem. So look at the last Rashi, V'omar Hashem Imcha Gibor Chayel, Midukha Amar Le'im Malach Gidon, She'el Hashem B'Shem Alma Dehiskim. We see from the fact that the Malach said to Gidon, Hashem Imcha Gibor Chayel, we see that Hashem agreed to this idea that you're supposed to greet people with the Shem Hashem. So now we have to understand, put all this together. How do we put all this together? How do we understand the idea of the necessity of greeting people with a Shem Hashem? And as Rashi says, there might be an obligation for us to say Shalom Aleichem because it's the Shem Hashem Shalom, or that you're allowed to even say the Shem Hashem when you're saying to your friend, Hashem should be with you. So why is that so important? Why was that decreed upon by Boaz? Why was that accepted? Why did it have to be accepted by Hashem? So why are all these things necessary? How do we understand the nature of istakana? So all those questions we're going to answer with one answer. So the question is, how do we explain this? So the answer is, first we have to understand the defect of the iser of saying Hashem's name in vain. And this is brought down by the Saras Dibros and the Chinuch in Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Lamed on Yisro. He explains the source or the idea, the philosophy behind a person not saying Hashem's name in vain. And it seems pretty obvious, but we'll read it inside. It says, Mishar Shei Mitzvah Zu. What is the root, the philosophical idea of the mitzvah to not say the Shem Hashem in vain? Ladas bnei adam blikboa b'nafshosam ulechazei ka'amuna bilibosam. So it's in order to strengthen and establish in the soul of man, Kiakel Baruch Hu Asher v'shamayim mimal, that Hashem who exists in the heavens above, Chai v'kayim la'ad, ein kiyum kikiyumo, his existence is forever, and his existence is not like our existence. V'roi u'mechuyav alinu b'zachreinu shemo agadol, al ma'asenu v'al dibereinu, and we are chayav, we are obligated, and appropriate. It's appropriate for us when we mention his name on our actions and on our words, that we have to say it with a certain fear and in awe. We can't just use Hashem's name in a colloquial fashion. Like we're talking, we're hanging out in the saloon, and we'll just use Hashem's name. You can't do that. Like we talk about things that are finite and that they're destroyed. Ve'enam nisharim b'kiyumam, things that are ultimately going to be deceased or destroyed, we can't relate to Hashem that way. Kamonu, anachnu, b'nei adam, u'shar divrei olam ha'shafel. So too, we will be ultimately our finite, and so too this world. Alkein likboa inyan hazeh b'lvavenu, v'lios yiraso alpaneinu l'chayosenu u'zchusenu. Therefore, it is beneficial to us to have in our hearts this fear. Chayvanu b'mitzvah zos, there's an obligation in this mitzvah, leval naskir shemo kadosh levatalo, that we should never mention the Shem Hashem for no purpose. Ve'anosh malchus ala mekel v'over aleha, and the onesh is malchus, lashes, midaraisa, on anyone who's light on this and who's over on this. So the Chinuch explains that the basic philosophy of the Shem Hashem is that we have to treat the Shem Hashem with awe and with fear. And the reason being, because we have to recognize that the existence of Hashem is qualitatively different than our existence. He's not human. He doesn't have the same type of existence as us. He's not finite. He won't die the same way we'll die. He won't be destroyed. And when we talk about other things, when we talk about sports, when we talk about anything, TV shows, movies, anything, those things are all finite. If we talk about physical entities that we have, they're all finite. Our cars, our houses, they're all finite. We can't talk about Hashem the same way we talk about those things. And we have to recognize, anytime we mention the Shem Hashem, we have to recognize that Hashem is fundamentally different than those things, than us, and he has a different existence. And therefore, the Torah mandated that when we say the Shem Hashem, we have to have a certain attitude, and we can't just use it lightly. So once we know that, the question is, why is it that Boaz was misakin, that really we do use the Shem Hashem when we greet? So why did he do that? And what's the idea that Hashem was maskim? What is that concept? So how do we explain that? So if you look in source number 10, we skipped over it, but we should have done it. And it's important for the answer. It says, in the Shita Mikubetas, source number 10, it says, V'omer, look in the second one, V'omer Esas Oslo Hashem, Perush, V'bnei Chashash, Shlo Yishtachu Shem Shamayim, and there was a concern that people would forget the name of Hashem, V'yehe Shem Avodos Kochavim, Shagar Refiyem, and they would have the name of Avodah Zarah in their mouths. Anu matir in lahaskir shem shamayim levatala. Therefore, they were matir mentioning the shem shamayim when we greet our friends levatala in vain. So the Shita Mekubetzes gives us a reason why Boaz was misakein. He says the reason why Boaz was misakein is so that people don't forget about Hashem. And also so that the name or the Shem Shamayim, the shame of Avodah Zarah, isn't Shagar B'Fiv, isn't common, but in a person's mouth, and it would be more common. So what does this mean? What is the idea? The idea, I think, is the concept is that there's this tension in the Torah. On the one hand, the idea of Hashem is that He's fundamentally different from us, and we should always have that in mind, that we're different, and that we don't have a right to treat Him like anything that's finite. But on the other hand, the problem is that when there's that creates an emotional distance between us and Hashem, because on the one hand, we recognize that Hashem is fundamentally different, but on the other hand, it creates an inability for us, in a certain sense, if we're not on the level, to create a bond or to create an identification with Hashem. So the idea is that Boaz recognized that amongst the, not that this is the ideal, in the ideal, people can still retain a certain relationship to Hashem, but have the proper idea of Hashem and really see Hashem as fundamentally different. But the average person in the nation at the time of Boaz, that average person, they needed this connection. They needed this idea of this lack of distance between man and Hashem. And even though it's true that Hashem is fundamentally different than man, but there's a downside to that. There's a detriment to that. And the detriment is that when people think that Hashem is so distant from us, He's so different from us, it's hard for us to relate. And once that happens, there's a danger that we'll start relating to gods that we can identify with, like Avodah Zarah. We can identify with an idol because it looks like us. It has features like man. So there's a danger there. So Boaz recognized that on the one hand, there's the proper way that man should relate to God. But on the other hand, there's a possibility that that might create a situation that the Jewish people as a whole, the nation as a whole, will feel distance from Hashem, and by that distance, it'll create more of an attachment to Avodah Zarah. So they had to counteract that. But it's a very tenuous situation, because on the one hand, this is an important idea in the Torah, and how do you create this situation where people don't forget about Hashem and they don't identify with Avodah Zarah, but on the other hand, you don't make Hashem seem human. So how do you create that? So that was the Takana of Boaz, and that's why you need Haskama by Hashem. So the Takana of Boaz was brilliant, because you recognize that we have to include Hashem in a conversation, in man's conversation, because if not, man will feel distance from Hashem, and that distance will drive man to desire an emotional connection with another god, with Avodah Zarah. So Boaz recognized that, but he didn't want to institute it in a way or put the Shem Hashem in conversation in a colloquial way, because if you do that, then it makes Hashem human and we lose the fundamental difference. So instead, the takana was to attach the Shem Hashem to a midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to an idea that exemplifies the desire and will of God. And that's the idea of shalom. Because if we look in the Rambam says, it's a famous Rambam, in Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah, it says the last in Halacha Parak Dal Halacha Yidalid, Hayilafanim Ner Beso V'Ner Chanukah O Ner Beso V'Kiddush Hayom Ner Beso Kodem Mishum Shalom Beso. So whenever you have the opportunity to buy, you only have enough money for Shabbos candles or Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles and Kiddush, you always buy Shabbos candles. Why? Because that's Shalom Bias. Sharei Hashem Nimchok Laso Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishto. We see that the Shem Hashem was destroyed in Sota in order to create shalom, between peace between a man and his wife. Gadol shalom shekol Torah nisna laso shalom ba'olam shne'amar derached derachei noam b'chol nisivoseh shalom. The whole purpose of Torah is to create peace. So the idea of harmony and peace in society is really one of the fundamental ideas or wills of Hashem, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the brilliance of Boaz was that he was able to institute a situation whereby the Shem Hashem would be introduced into man, into man's conversation, but not in a way where man would relate to the Shem Hashem as human, relate to the Shem Hashem as anything else that's finite. So the idea was to attach it to an idea of shalom, to attach it to the idea of bakei shalom, like the pasuk in Tehillim, v'radfehu, the will of God, the midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that shalom is an essential value. And once we attach the Shem Hashem to the idea of shalom, to the idea of creating harmony with our friends, to creating peace. So when we do that, it gives us the ability to introduce the Shem Hashem and for us to relate to God, but not in a human way, and to recognize that the value and the will of God is beyond us. It's to create a society of harmony. So if Boaz just said, let's say, you have to say Shem Hashem in conversation, so that would be a poor takana, because then people would start relating to God in a physical, finite way. But the way that Boaz did it was to introduce it in the beginning of the conversation. Why? Because that's really in line with God's will of creating shalom. It's really tied to one of the fundamental ideas of Torah. And therefore, it would prevent a person from relating to the Shem Hashem in an anthropomorphic, in a physical, corporeal way. So that, I think that's why you need the Haskama of Hashem. Because this wasn't a very simple task to create this takana. You're dealing with the way people relate to God. And it's very, like I said before, it's a very delicate situation. People, on the one hand, we don't want the Jews to relate to God in a human way. We don't want them to relate to God like Avodah Zarah. But on the other hand, we don't want people to feel distanced. And we don't want people to be more attached to Avodah Zarah because of that distance. So there has to be this compromise of Boaz, which was Haskama of God, because whenever you're dealing with how people relate to God, there has to be an idea of Haskama. There has to be an idea that God agrees to it, meaning that this wasn't such a simple decision to try to change the way people relate to God's name. But the idea was that it was maskim to, it was agreed to, because of Es La'asos Hashem. This was essential. It was essential that people feel a certain closeness, emotional connection with the Shem Hashem, but it had to be done in a way where people wouldn't relate to it like a finite entity, like a finite thing that they normally converse about. So that's the idea that Boaz is teaching us. So we'll go back and we'll explain, but that's really the end of the shir. But the main idea, so the main question in the shir, we'll go back to the beginning just to summarize. The main question in the shir is that the pasuk in Megillah in Megillas Rus, and in Parak Beis Pasuk Dalet teaches us about how Boaz interacted with his workers. He says, Hashem imachem, that Hashem should be with you, and their response is Yivarechecha Hashem. So our question was, why does the Torah teach us this lesson? What are we supposed to learn? So the pshat is that it teaches us how to create a cohesive working environment. I believe that a boss and the appropriate boss, a boss is not supposed to take credit. He should be humble, and he should recognize that it's not about him. And if you do that, then your workers will recognize the same, and they'll want you to succeed. And that's what we see from the pshat. But on a deeper level, the Gemara teaches us that this is the source for a takana of how we should greet our friends. We should use the Shem Hashem, and we were even allowed to violate the idea of Levatala, of saying Hashem Hashem Levatala, in order to greet our friends with the Shem Hashem. We see this from Boaz, and it's supported by Hashem in the situation of the Malach with Gidon. So the question was, why do we do this? What is the idea of this takana? And we explained, based on the Shita Mikubetzes, that the problem is that people, when we relate to God appropriately, it could lead to a sense of distance, a feeling of distance from Hashem. And the ideal is for society to be able to always have Yira and Emo when we say Hashem's name, because we're really supposed to recognize, like the Chinuch says, that Hashem is fundamentally different from us. And that's something that's essential to Torah. But there's a need also to introduce the Shem Hashem into conversation. Why? Because if not, people would feel distanced. The nation as a whole would be distanced from Hashem, and they would be gravitate towards Avodah Zarah. So what Boaz and his Beis Din figured out was a way and to introduce the Shem Hashem in a way where it would be part of the conversation and it would be known to the people, but not in a way where it was denigrated, not in a way where people would relate to it in a physical, finite manner. So he did that by attaching it to the idea of Shalom, because the idea of Shalom is an idea, a concept that is beyond man, and it's really an idea that's in line with the Ratzon Hashem on the highest level. So that's in that situation, it's appropriate for us to say Hashem's name. And in fact, we're even chayev to, according to one idea in Rashi, that when we greet our friends, we're supposed to say Shalom Aleichem. And Shalom is the name of Hashem. It's a midah, it's a value, an essential value of Hashem, that peace be created, that harmony be created in society. So when we greet our friends, we're supposed to make reference to that in order for us to introduce the idea of Hashem into our conversation. So in conclusion, when people say Baruch Hashem, there is an idea, as I said before, there is an idea of greeting your friend with the Shalom Aleichem, and there is an idea of making the Shem Hashem one that is not distanced from man, one that man can tie himself to somewhat. But we also have to be careful in the way that we say it, in the way that we use it, because if we use Baruch Hashem in our conversation, the same way we talk about, you know, our houses, our cars, anything finite, so then we really are denigrating the Shem Hashem or the idea of Hashem. So we have to keep this balance. On the one hand, we need it to be part of our lives, and we need to relate to the Shem Hashem. But on the other hand, we also have to recognize that God is fundamentally different. So we have to keep this delicate balance alive, And if we do that, then we're really in line with the Torah's system and the Torah's value system and also the Takana of Boaz from Megillas Rus. All right. So we're finished today with the Shir tonight. If anybody has any questions, now's the time. And if not, have
a good... Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. Is it also, like, if you say thank God, is that the same thing as Baruch Hashem?
Well, no, because the whole idea of the Shem Hashem is that there's a uniqueness to those Shemos because they reflect different ideas about God's nature. Like the word Adni, like that word is the idea of mastery, or the idea of Shalom, right, is the concept that God wants peace. So if you just say God, it's just it's not really referencing any particular idea about Hashem. It's just kind of a generic form.
But Baruch Hashem is better than thank God.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem. But really the ideal is to just say Shalom Aleichem. When you say Shalom Aleichem, as Rashi says, Shalom itself is the name of Hashem. So when you say...
No, I know, but if somebody says to you, how are you doing? And you say, oh, thank God, I'm great. You wouldn't say, how are you doing, Shalom Aleichem?
Like, no, right? But if you say, thank God, I'm great, the question is, what are you... The main idea is that, as I said before, are you saying it in a rote way where you're not really, you're kind of...
No,
really,
no, 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 you're right. Saying, like, thank God I'm doing great, thank God my kids are great, Baruch Hashem.
Right, so if when you say Baruch Hashem, you recognize the idea that Hashem is fundamentally different and you're aware of that, then it's a good thing. But if you say it and you start using it in a very colloquial way, if you're always saying Baruch Hashem, I think it loses its value, and that's really what Boaz didn't want. He didn't want the idea of Hashem to be something that's just so colloquial, so part of your conversation that you lose that yira.
Oh, you lose that all the time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay.
So there has to be.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.